Well, you know, this double standard really does anger me. When a human being commits suicide, the outcry goes, oh, how could they do such a selfish thing? How could they do this? And here we have the basis of civilization and family life is based upon the fact that a country cares for its old, its sick, its weak, and its vulnerable. If people who are severely depressed, why not say to them, oh, why don't you just, you know, will it help you take your life? This is going down the same road as the Nazis.
There's very often, though, and it's already been made the point this morning as well, Mary, that sometimes the care isn't out there or people don't get the care that they actually deserve and they don't want to, for their own quality of life, they don't want to lie there and fizzle away in pain. They'd rather have the choice to end their life when they still felt mentally able to make that decision. Can you not accept that?
Yes, I accept that, darling. And by the way, I'm not religious on any form, shape or anything else. If you look at the record of the care of old people in this country, it is a disgrace to a civilised nation.
And therefore, would you rather witness that, Mary, if you were in this situation, or would you rather take yourself out of the picture in a dignified way?
Listen, no. What you're doing is a shortcut. There should never have been that kind of a situation in the first place. Those who give all their lives to their family and their country and the rest of the world, they should be cared for at the end of the day, not, as we have seen, the disgraceful old people starved, going cold, going hungry. This is a national disgrace. And the idea, oh, we'll help you get out. Getting rid of people is just a shortcut for save money. Politicians. We hear Cameron every day whacking on about family life and family values, and he cuts the very fuel that keeps old people alive.